Rob Chapman from the Adelaide Crows. Rob, thanks for joining us. And we're just saying, if things go well tonight, we don't want to, I know you won't get ahead of yourself, but Adelaide could well be sitting in top position by tonight's end.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of last night's game, of course, and then again today. So tonight, yeah, it's important. I mean, gee, they're all big games. The showdown's 41 tonight. You know, I just had butterflies driving down to the car park. Forgot I wasn't supposed to park there because it's Port's home game, but I just went in anyway. They let me in, and yeah, it's a big one. Just a touch of nerves. Players are starting to get down there now and starting to prepare, and I'm sure they're feeling the same as well.
Has it been in any way a surprise for you? What's happened? Pretty much from you've lost one game to Geelong. It's been 1-12, I think, since about your second loss before that. Is that taking you by surprise a little bit?
To be honest, Bix, no. And I don't want that to be taken as hubris or arrogance. At the end of last year, we won a great final at the MCG. We came back. We knew we had a good list. We found now in Don Pike a great coach. And it has developed and it's played out the way I thought. And, we are in a good spot, and you're absolutely right, and you predict what someone like me would say. You don't get ahead of yourself. You know, the final eight has still got a lot to play out with 1.5 rounds to go.
You touched on Don Pike, great coach, and I think the late Phil Walsh has got to take a lot of the credit for starting it. What makes Don great when you use those terms? I don't use that lightly, and he's done a terrific job, but if you could say in 10 or 15 seconds, what are his attributes?
Yeah, he is a first-year coach, so you're absolutely right. Do you know what? A couple of things spring to mind. He's consistent in his behaviour, and I think in leadership, that's what people line up to. You don't want people sort of jumping left and right and changing their views halfway through. He's very consistent with his messaging. The messaging itself is very, very simple. He's a great communicator. He genuinely cares about the players and his team that he's responsible for. And I think he's got a real good football strategic brain. And, that's playing out with the team performance so far this year.
Finish top two. You'll get a Thursday night final. Will the club support that?
Oh, look, we'll take whatever's thrown at us, Rowie. Thursday nights we've embraced, during the season. We'd like to play more Thursday nights next year. So if it is a Thursday, it's a bit weird, isn't it, with the long break leading in.
Yeah.
And then if you get a Thursday, you're going to have another, 10 or 11 days break as well. So
you get a 13 and probably a 10.
Yeah, after, three sixes.
Mm.
So, look, we'll take it as it is. We can't change that. We're not in control of it. We'll just deal with whatever's thrown at us.
Chappie, your opposition tonight is Port Adelaide, and David Kosh had some pretty complimentary things to say about you during the week. Let's have a listen to Koshy.
The unsung hero and heroes of the Crows year has been Rob Chapman and the Crows board. And I don't think they get nearly enough credit for some of the decisions they've made over the last 3 or 4 years, which are incredibly controversial, but provided a platform to rebuild that club. So, Rob, he and I know each other well, obviously. We work together for the good of AFL in South Australia. He's a terrific bloke, and he was under a lot of pressure, a lot of criticism a couple of years ago, made some hard decisions, and that's formed the foundation of the resurgence.
It's a bit of a loving chappy, but
you can feel a big hug coming
on there. Do you reflect back at all and say, give yourself a little pat on the back? Because Koshy's right.
Yeah, I always said he was a good judge of character, Dane. Look, boards are boards. I'm a genuine believer in management run the football club. Boards are there to sort of peer over the horizon, give a bit of strategic advice, the benefit of their wisdom and experience for what it's worth. But, good boards do make good, tough decisions when they're there to be made.
The Sanderson one was a tough one. That came completely out of left field, didn't it?
For people on the outside of the football club, it did, David. And for people on the inside of the football club, it's probably a little bit more clearer. But look, that was one of many decisions that we've made over the years. Getting a team into the SANFL, I think, has been pivotal. Moving to Adelaide Oval, pivotal. All those sorts of things. So,
I think signing players too, that's the other thing you're doing really well now.
Yeah.
They all seem to be wanting to stay. And I think Brad Crouch is an important one. A lot of people earlier in the year felt, you know, maybe he's not playing, he's injured, maybe he'll go. But to get his signature with Josh Jenkins and all the others has been fantastic.
Yeah, and hasn't his form lifted up over in the last few weeks as well, which we always knew it would, you know, confident that it would, and he's now cemented his place in the side and playing accordingly.
What's the most pressing problem facing the club today?
The most pressing problem, it's not a problem, but we're all very conscious of staying grounded. You know, we have played well. We've won more games. We've earned our right to play in the finals. So we're very focused on the next 6 or 7 weeks. You know, the most pressing problems, you know, probably looking ahead, you know, how we utilise this pool of money known as the media rights, making sure we get our fair share of that. You know, we've got more costs than just about every other club. Costs that they don't incur. So
well, it looks
that's
like
really
your
CEO's, important to us.
Yeah, had a couple of wins there with the equalisation. We had Chappie on before, so you'd be wrapped with that.
He played well at the CEO's conference the other day. Big fella got up there and got in the faces, and I think we've got a couple of wins out of it, which is great.
The Women's League, we're hearing some things are about to start to be announced about that. You're pretty excited to get some meat on the bones?
Genuinely excited. Vic's genuinely excited. This is going to be big. You've heard me say that many times. So we've got our two captains, of course, Chelsea and Kelly. I've spoken to them both. Gee, they're excited as well. They're going to be great ambassadors for our brand and our football club. The coach, imminent. So we're very pleased with that. So we're just sort of filling in a few minor pieces. So I'd expect an announcement in coming days.
We're hearing the potential of a train strike next Friday night, Chappie. Are you all over that? And what can the club do, if anything, about that?
No, I'll get onto that Monday.
well, I hope you got your hand out to Steve Mulligan, because Port got 50,000. You should get a quarter of a mil.
Yeah, they got a gift, didn't they?
That was a gift.
Yeah, gift wrap, a little bow. So what can you do, in all seriousness?
You will chat to the minister about that?
Look, I think the strike is even out of his control. I mean, but we will monitor that closely, because that will have some ramifications, Kane, and I would hate to see our fans get disadvantaged. Yeah. And to the extent that they do, we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Other pat on the back got to get, and he's playing his 250th tonight, and I think everybody feels like Eddie Betts is just an Adelaide player now, but I don't think anyone realised how good he was until we saw him on a consistent basis, and he's just lit up the stadium, hasn't he?
Oh, has he ever? I heard him say the other day how he felt that he's been accepted by, you know, the Adelaide Football Club and the community. Mate, he's more than accepted. He's been embraced, hasn't he? They've fallen in love with him. They're enchanted with him. And I was just down in the rooms, and I try and avoid them pre-game, but I just had to meet a couple of people there. And he walked past. He's had a haircut for the day, and Anna's there, and Billy and Louie. And
he's got the big shorts out or not?
I didn't see him in the shed. The tracky dacks still on. But look, he's excited. He is a brilliant player, and I love watching him, and I know the community do as well.
You only love him because you can look him in the eye, chap. You can't say that about
one of the
players.
One of the very few.
He's been outstanding, hasn't he?
Did you know he was that good? The best way I can explain, a couple of my friends spoke to me during the pre-season when I was coaching at the time, and they were worried about the cost they had to pay, and I'd seen him do some match practice and do some really special things, and I tried to make an analogy, which I sometimes do, Roa, you'd appreciate this, and for those people who have ever bought a luxury car, and it's really expensive, and it's got the anti-lock brakes, and it's got the extra special steering and all that.
Seats, the big,
everything in it,
the
right?
Moonroof.
And people say, you know, you're paying big dough for that car, you know, are you really getting your money's worth? Well, the first time that you come around a bend and there's a car on the other side of the road and you go on the gravel and the anti-lock brakes work and all that stuff goes, you think, you know what? We have paid, that's what we paid the money for. And what's happened with Eddie Betts? When he kicks those goals, when he electrifies the stadium, that's what Adelaide paid the money for.
The ABS brakes kick in.
That's exactly what you get, all the bells and whistles. And when you just buy him, first of all, those bells and whistles weren't perhaps on show, but boy, has he whipped them out a few times at Adelaide Oval.
Well done, Vic. That was a good explanation.
Long one.
Back to Ford Reading. Story was about to play there in the
back. What sort of car you got, Taffy? I hope you've got those anti-lock and brakes.
One with seat warmers.
You've got a nice car, don't worry about that. Heath Uni, Chappie. I've spent a little bit of time with him. He's so impressive.
Yep.
Coaches your Santa Fe Crows team. What are the big plans for him? Because I can see him going a long way at your footy club. If yeah. not somewhere else if someone steals him.
Look, you're right. He's quite understated. Again, he's very calm and considered in his approach. You know, the players really respect him when he's in front of them, talking to them and educating them. We do have plans for him. In fact, we're going through that at the moment, as you would expect every club is, you know, just looking at structures for next year and all that. Suffice to say, he'll play a big part and hopefully a long, enduring part in our club.
Okay, and you'll keep all the assistants? They're all signed for next year?
Going through all that at the moment. But look, yeah, things are looking pretty stable.
Hey, Chappie, do you have to plan for all scenarios now, given where Adelaide are situated? There'll be finals, but how many finals, we're not sure. There'll be hopefully a couple here. And so when does that all unfold? And tickets, and, you know, everybody wants a ticket come final time.
Yeah. No, those phones started ringing a couple of weeks ago, and everybody does. But it is genuinely hard to plan ahead. Of course, a lot gets taken out of the club's hands in final series. The AFL take over, and the AFL roll out their staff and so forth. So it's very, very, it's quite reactive. So, you know, Andrew Fagan and the team are going to have to be really at their best, because, you know, there's going to be a whole heap of demand for our tickets. I hope we get two games here, because one of the last sort of deals, you know, in the Adelaide Oval deal, and I don't want to go back there and relitigate that whole thing, but was just to make sure if we ever played a home final, Port or us, that we split the bickies.
Oh, OK.
And so for both clubs and us in this instance, if we get a home final, it could mean sort of upwards of 250, 300,000. So play two, 500 or...
And has that aspect improved all the time from the initial, all the dealings here with the Adelaide Oval?
As best I can recall, it's a 50-50 split of any sort of profits after costs. So not a bad little clause to have in the contract when you know you're going to be playing.
Is that exclusive to Adelaide Oval?
It is exclusive to Adelaide Oval. It's one of those unique things that David and I and John all agreed on.
Yeah. So you're splitting the bickies with the SANFL or the AFL?
Well, it's with the SMA.
SMA.
And the local team, because, the deal is we play finals at home, so the SMA should, rightly so, receive, you know, kudos and revenue from that. Okay. But the deal we did with them is we bring the product here, we get half.
Well, we get the biggies.
As David Kosh says, you've done a great job. Oh, and that's coming from Port Adelaide. All the best tonight.
Thanks,
well, I think Bick's worked about 50 points or do sit on top of the ladder tonight. Good luck, Chappie.
I mean, it'd be nice. Thanks, fellas.
Chappie. Good luck. Adelaide Footy Club, Rob Chapman.